An environmental group today published 18 leaked memos by government scientists that outline gaps in knowledge about the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The group says the information should have been included in the Bureau of Land Management's report on possible impacts from oil and gas leasing in the refuge.
We are concerned that there are indications that BLM is rushing the process.
That's Tim Whitehouse, Director of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Whitehouse says Peer got the memos from confidential sources concerned the Department of Interior is, quote, flying blind as it prepares to open the Arctic Refuge to development. The public comment period for the draft environmental impact statement on lease sales in the refuge ends tomorrow. Whitehouse says the agencies should have owned up in the document to the gaps in its knowledge.
That information should have been provided in the draft EIS in a very clear, transparent way.
The 18 memos written last year detail many areas where government scientists say more research is needed. The subjects include caribou movements, how noise would affect wildlife, and how much water can be spared for industrial use before it compromises fish in the refuge. The head of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska said in a written statement that none of his agency's science concerns were suppressed by the BLM or their parent agency, the Interior Department. Assistant Interior Secretary Joe Balash says the department requested the memos to help identify information it will need as it proceeds to its oil and gas program for the refuge beyond just the leasing stage. The regulatory process for the lease sale doesn't authorize any activity on the ground to advance exploration or development, Balash said in a written statement. That will come later. Drilling opponents watch the environmental process carefully, looking for defects that could lead to a legal challenge that halts development in the refuge. Former Deputy Interior Secretary David Hayes thinks he's found one. Hayes says the Interior Department may be going through the environmental process in the wrong order. He says Interior should prepare the review of the oil and gas development program before it prepares the lease sale.
If they're doing that, I think they're making a potentially fatal error. They need to have an EIS for the program. They can't do leasing without setting up a program first.
Hayes worked in the Obama administration and now runs an environmental center at New York University Law School. He says his opinion is based on his reading of the 2017 law Congress passed to open the refuge.